Welcome to this new detailed edition of the Bay Pay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is March 4, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about instant payment starts in Hungarian banking system. Truvo launches point-of-sale solution in the UK, Ireland, Malta. PayFacto, Pax launch Pax A920 payment terminals in Canada. Ant Financial takes minority stake in Klarna. Fiserv acquires Merchant Pro Express as part of its expansion strategy. Amid COVID-19, Chinese retailers begin to reopen stores. Cabbage debuts small business cash flow analytics. H&M links B2B suppliers to third-party buyers. Hungarian Central Bank allows for instant transfers. I2C, AirWallex link for cross-border B2B payments card. Aussie competition, finance regs collab against late payments. Amid Amex controversy, corporate card competition heats up. How data guides a new era for the ERP. Now let's get started. Instant payment starts in Hungarian banking system. The Central Bank of Hungary, MNB, has launched its instant payment system, making bank transfers available around the clock in a matter of seconds. Immediate payment is cash without cash by itself, as it is a convenient and competitive alternative to cash payment, according to MNB. Before the introduction of instant payments, Hungarians had to wait for at least 2 hours to receive a bank transfer, which were limited to weekdays during banking hours. Instant payments is automatically provided by each commercial bank in Hungary for no extra charge, and allows sending and receiving payment orders 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, including weekends and public holidays, MNB added. $1 equals 302 Hungarian forints and 80 fillers. Truvo launches point-of-sale solution in the UK, Ireland, Malta. Full-service card acquirer and payment service provider, Truvo, has announced the launch of their point-of-sale solution into the UK, Ireland and Malta. Previously, Truvo has specialized in online, mobile and push payment solutions, so this offering marks the broadening of their product range into the card-present industry. The company is launching with the A920 terminal from Pax Technology. Truvo is a fintech company providing payment solutions. Truvo empowers businesses to accept Visa, MasterCard and JCB payments and receive settlements in the currency of their choice. Its payment products facilitate the acceptance of card transactions across multiple channels, enabling businesses of all sizes to reach, engage and transact with customers wherever they are and on whatever device they may be using. PayFacto, Pax launch Pax A920 payment terminals in Canada. PayFacto and Pax Technology have announced that Pax's A920 payment terminals are now available for the first time in the Canadian market with PayFacto processing. As per the agreement, PayFacto's payment processing footprint will leverage with an installed base of over 50,000 merchants, and Pax deploys over 50 million terminals worldwide. The two companies have introduced an all-in-one, next-generation ordering and payments solution, combining mobility, speed, and security, specifically designed for the hospitality industry. RestoBiz report that the Android-based terminals provide agility in an ergonomic design including camera, touchscreen display, and printer, together with PayFacto's user interface and secure payment processing. Moreover, PayFacto is the first payments company in Canada to complete a Class A certification of PAX's A920 mobile device, providing merchants in the country with a compact tool to conduct seamless payments. Ant Financial takes minority stake in Klarna. Ant Financial Services Group, owner and operator of Alipay, has taken a minority stake in Klarna, a global payments and shopping provider. The announcement marks the two companies' intention to deepen their partnership to bring financial services to consumers worldwide, according to the official press release. This investment in Klarna by Ant Financial aims to offer Klarna's solutions to consumers and merchants within the broader Alibaba ecosystem. It will deepen ongoing collaborations between Klarna and Alipay, which currently enables shoppers at AliExpress, the global retail online marketplace of Alibaba Group, to use Klarna's Pay Later solution across multiple markets. Klarna is now powering over 200,000 retailers and e-commerce platforms globally, including AliExpress, H&M, ASOS, Expedia Group, IKEA, Farfetch, Adidas, Spotify, Samsung and Nike. Klarna was founded in 2005, has over 2,700 employees and is active in 17 countries. Fiserv acquires Merchant Pro Express as part of its expansion strategy. Fiserv has acquired Merchant Pro Express as part of a broader strategy to expand the Fiserv merchant services business and grow the company's partner-based distribution. Via the agreement, market payment solutions from Fiserv, including Copilot, CardPoint, and Clover, will be brought together with the proven onboarding and service of Merchant Pro Express. Although the financial terms of the transaction were not disclosed, Fiserv believes that by combining their solutions and expertise under one roof, they will be able to expand and speed the delivery of new solutions. U.S.-based Merchant Pro Express is an independent sales organization (ISO) that provides state-of-the-art processing services, advanced POS equipment and merchant cash advances to businesses across the country. By leveraging technology, analytics, and a consultative approach, the company works with its clients and partners to grow their businesses. This is achieved by driving down processing costs, providing a wide variety of value-added services, and offering transparent, personalized service. Amid COVID-19, Chinese retailers begin to reopen stores. IKEA, Lululemon, Uniqlo, and other international stores have begun to reopen in China with adjusted hours, as COVID-19 cases decrease. As such, international retailers, including Muji, the Galeries Lafayette, and Lululemon are gradually resuming their Chinese brick-and-mortar operations as coronavirus decline on the mainland, Asia Times announced. Cities such as Shanghai have had days without any new COVID-19 additions, although clusters of new infections have started popping up abroad, particularly in Italy, South Korea, and Iran. IKEA announced it would resume operations in 3 Shanghai stores, as well as in Hangzhou and Wuxi on 1 March, but doors are to be closed at 6 p.m. Starting 2 March, shoppers can visit its 4th Shanghai store in Zui, but cafeterias and children's playgrounds remain closed. Moreover, by 26 February, Uniqlo had reopened 80% of its 750 mainland outlets, nearly half of which were closed at a point due to the virus. 70 Muji stores, representing 20% of the mainland's total, remained closed, down from over 150 locations. French department store Galeries Lafayette's 2 mainland outlets in Beijing and Shanghai resumed operations but with narrowed opening hours. Lululemon has reopened some of its sportswear stores in more than 10 cities including Beijing, Shanghai, Nanjing, Xiamen, and Suzhou. Apple has reopened 29 of its 42 retail locations in China. Cabbage debuts small business cash flow analytics. Cabbage, which works with Business Analytics, has launched a new program that promises to help small to medium-sized businesses (SMBs) calculate and predict cash flow and help them identify cash surpluses and deficits, according to a press release. The new program, Cabbage Insights, aims to address one of the most vexing problems faced by small business owners, according to the release, and comes after the company's other recent launch of Cabbage Payments, which also works with SMB cash flows. Both of those launches are part of Cabbage's initiative to create a network of such products. Any SMB can use Cabbage Insights in less than 10 minutes to connect their financial data to the program, the release states. From there, an SMB has access to an analysis of its historical, current and future cash flow predictions. The product will continuously evaluate the cash flow over a 90-day period and organizes it in an easy-to-understand fashion in a dashboard. Customers can see their cash insights quickly and visualize net growth, without having to take the time to calculate it themselves. Streamlining cash flow processes has been a priority for companies as of late. Cabbage found that almost two-thirds of SMB owners said much of their anxiety stems from cash flow concerns. The majority of those surveyed were not paying themselves for several consecutive months in order to improve cash flow. Cabbage CEO Rob Frohwein said he can relate. As a small business owner for many years, he said in the release, I spent many sleepless nights trying to figure out whether I'd have the cash to pay my various expenses, including payroll at the end of the month, and it's been a mission of mine to solve this ubiquitous problem for all small business owners ever since. H&M links B2B suppliers to third-party buyers. In an effort to reduce the fashion industry's environmental impact, Swedish fashion giant H&M launched a B2B service called Treadler that will let rivals access its global supply chain, the world's second biggest fashion retailer announced on Wednesday, March 4. Treadler will enable its clients to benefit from H&M Group's expertise, long-term supplier partnerships and strategic sustainability work, thereby helping them to overcome initial business barriers and accelerate sustainable change, the company said. Gustav Asp, managing director of Treadler, said in a statement that there is a demand for the service. We see the opportunity to utilize the full potential of H&M Group's extensive investments and progressive sustainability work by catering to clients' needs and contributing to driving long-term growth for H&M Group while driving change in our industry, Asp said. H&M's new CEO Helena Helmersson was its head of sustainability from 2010 to 2014 before becoming head of production and then chief operating officer, Fortune reported. Helmersson's trajectory is a possible signal that retailers are starting to understand the connection between sustainability and the supply chain. The fast fashion company considers sustainability as a key performance area. This means that each central function and brand is measured on a set of sustainability KPIs, alongside and in equal weight to sales figures, customer satisfaction, etc., reads H&M's 2018 sustainability report. Deborah Drew, the lead researcher on sustainable fashion at the World Resources Institute in Washington, D.C., told Fortune it is good to have avenues to sustainable action be paved a little bit, especially for smaller companies, but ultimately the volume being produced by the fashion industry can outweigh the efficiencies of sustainability practices. H&M buys its products from suppliers, the bulk of which are in Asian countries such as China, Bangladesh, and India. Fast fashion has been a big player in retail for years, but that part of the commerce and apparel world is facing some serious challenges. A good third of consumers in the US and UK think the fashion industry should have better corporate responsibility policies, according to recent eMarketer research, and such consumer desires are causing some retailers to try to fit into these changing times. Hungarian Central Bank allows for instant transfers. The Hungarian Central Bank (MNB) has introduced an instant payment system that allows for bank transfers in seconds at any time of the day, according to a report. The MNB described the immediate payment as cash without cash, and said it's a helpful and competitive alternative to a cash payment. Before the new system was implemented, Hungarians were forced to wait at least 2 hours before a payment went through, and could only receive funds during regular banking hours on weekdays. Instant payments have been provided to all commercial banks in Hungary at no charge, enabling the sending of payments anytime, even on weekends and holidays. Also, according to Hungary Today, customers will be able to use other forms of identification, such as a phone number or email address, instead of a long account number. Pension payments in the country will still be settled at night, and wage payments will be made during daytime hours. The new initiative was introduced in the country in 2017 in hopes of increasing electronic transactions. It was originally supposed to launch in July of last year, but was postponed. In other European payments news, Banking Circle is now licensed to operate in Luxembourg after the Commission de Surveillance du Secteur Financier (CSSF) gave the green light. The company, which has been working in the financial industry for the past few years, is now authorized to give institutions access to real-time payments without being restricted by size or borders. Businesses that are in payments and banking will be able to use Banking Circle to find opportunities in new markets without having to make big investments in their own infrastructure. Banking Circle already operates in the UK as well as Germany and Denmark, so entry into France will be a big boost for the company. The Luxembourg Minister of Finance Pierre Gramegna said Luxembourg was an ideal choice for Banking Circle's worldwide banking solutions. I2C, Airwallex link for cross-border B2B payments card. I2C has announced that it will work with global fintech company Airwallex to enable the Airwallex borderless card for B2B payments, according to a press release. The multi-currency card will allow corporations to streamline how they make payments to and from clients, suppliers, partners and subsidiaries around the globe. The card will first launch in Australia, and then in the UK and Hong Kong later this year. The Airwallex borderless card will permit businesses to move money quickly and convert payments into 10 currencies, with real-time access to each country's competitive exchange rate, using artificial intelligence (AI) technology. I2C called the card the most efficient method of cross-border and multi-currency payments, touting its ability to save time and cut out unnecessary fees. I2C will provide Airwallex with its platform, tools and APIs to let Airwallex configure and tweak the program as it rolls out across the world. The companies will be able to monitor activity and look at anomalies in usage patterns and behaviors as well as set up multiple identity verification and validation safeguards with multiple checkpoints. I2C Global Head of Product Ava Kelly said the company is proud to work with Airwallex and hopes to address the needs of businesses in areas like safe, efficient cross-border payments. Last month, I2C announced a partnership with Smart Health PayCard, which works as a healthcare-specific credit card to help customers manage deductibles, co-pays and emergencies. The idea is also to give healthcare providers faster payments. We want consumers to have a seamless, frictionless and more comfortable way to manage their expenses, said Paul Clampett, an insurance expert and co-founder of Smart Health PayCard. In December, I2C announced a digital banking program to assist colorblind customers. The program works with a simple interface to help with the navigation of banking and payments. According to Right Diagnosis, about 1 in every 76 people suffers from colorblindness. Aussie competition, finance regs collab against late payments. Financial and competition regulators in Australia have teamed up to look into the rising use of supplier payday lending schemes used by big companies, according to a report by The Australian. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission (ACCC) has partnered with the Australian Securities and Investment Commission (ASIC) over the schemes, which involve a supplier discounting an invoice to get a faster payment. The ACCC wants to target what it calls unfair contract terms for consumers and strengthen protections for small and medium-sized businesses (SMBs) who feel they have to accept the use of supply chain schemes to help their businesses. ACCC Chairman Rod Sims said several companies were using the schemes to alter payment times. Some of these matters were resolved voluntarily by the large business in question changing its practices either of its own volition, or following contact from the ACCC, Sims said. Rio Tinto and Telstra, two large Australian companies, stopped using the schemes after it was revealed that they were using a company called Talia to figure out how much they could get out of a supplier. Other companies, like construction outfit CIMIC, use what is called an early payment scheme. Some investigations couldn't be completed because some SMBs feared commercial repercussions from talking to the ACCC. However, we note that the ACCC now has the power to compel business to provide information and documents in relation to allegations of unfair contract terms, Sims said. The two organizations are also looking into misconduct allegations surrounding supplier payment times as well as the use of what is known as reverse factoring. Reverse factoring is also likely to involve the supply of a financial service, which would mean some of the alleged conduct may fall for consideration under the Australian Securities and Investments Act rather than the Competition and Consumer Act, he said. The ACCC will liaise with ASIC in assessing any allegations of conduct around extended payment terms involving the offer of supply chain financing. The misuse of supply chain financing is a big deal in Australia, and last year in October the Small Business Ombudsman warned that businesses would miss out on government contracts for participating in these schemes, according to a report by the Financial Review. The federal government has said they will exclude companies from government tenders if they are paying slowly, and we are putting more pressure on the government to do exactly that, Small Business Ombudsman Kate Carnell said. Amid Amex controversy, corporate card competition heats up. The biggest news from the commercial card world this week came from American Express, which is facing allegations that it mistreated small business customers to hike card approval numbers. According to the Wall Street Journal, American Express salespeople reportedly misrepresented small business credit card rewards and fees to applicants in order to close more deals. The publication described the tactic as strong-arming business owners, citing more than a dozen former and current Amex employees. In a statement, a spokesperson for Amex said the company has rigorous, multi-layered monitoring and independent risk management processes in place, which we continuously review and enhance to ensure that all sales activities conform with our values, internal policies, and regulatory requirements. It's unclear what impact the allegations might have on American Express or its small business customer base, but the accusations have emerged during a time of growing competition in the commercial card market, with small businesses having more options should they choose to switch from a market heavyweight to a fintech newcomer. According to Bloomberg reports this week, American Express is the largest commercial card issuer on the planet, with a market value of $92 billion. Yet venture capitalists are pouring into the commercial card fintech arena, with players including Brex, Ramp, and Divvy raising a combined $1 billion in funding and debt, reports said. As competition heats up, commercial card players continue to introduce value-added services and benefits for corporates and small businesses, with new research showing that small businesses are using their card products for rewards, not debt. According to new research from creditcards.com, 70% of the 500 small businesses surveyed currently have a credit card, with 46% of those pointing to rewards as their favorite feature. Only 5% said a card's ability to finance their purchases over time is the most valuable proposition of a card. Below, PYMNTS looks at the latest initiatives among players to get ahead of the competition. Visa, Intuit team up in India. Visa is looking to strengthen its small business proposition in India through a new collaboration with Intuit, reports said this week. Their partnership means Visa and Intuit QuickBooks will co-develop new products for SMBs in the country, with their first offering linking current Visa cardholders to a QuickBooks subscription. The companies noted that their India collaboration follows a similar partnership in the US, which enables small businesses using QuickBooks to use its instant deposit service, a real-time disbursement feature that allows SMBs to use QuickBooks payments to immediately deposit funds into their bank accounts via Visa Direct. CSI links clients to virtual cards. Corporate Spending Innovations (CSI) has announced that its corporate customers will now have access to virtual card technology to pay for business travel, a feature resulting from its partnership with Confirma. Confirma will bridge CSI customers to its Confirma Pay solution, which includes a network of travel management companies, global distribution systems, and online travel booking platforms, with the ability to use virtual cards to pay for that travel. In their announcement, the company said the partnership reflects a wider trend as businesses increasingly seek virtual payment solutions from a single, preferred partner, whether paying a vendor in accounts payable or booking flights for a business trip. Trip Actions dives into corporate cards. In another Visa collaboration and another initiative targeting the corporate travel arena, Trip Actions recently announced the launch of Trip Actions Liquid, an integrated corporate travel management and payments solution. On the payments side of the solution, Trip Actions has launched a corporate card product that enables managers to configure controls on the card to manage employee spend. In its announcement, Trip Actions pointed to the friction of employees using personal cards to finance business trips, with an integrated corporate card solution enabling automated reconciliation and spend management for managers while reducing the financial burden on employees. Shell rolls out fleet card in India. Shell is another player looking to strengthen its commercial card position in India. The company recently revealed its suite of fleet spend and management solutions, including a prepaid card that enables control and visibility of fuel spend for fleet managers. The card is tied into a range of other services, including telematics and fueling services, reports said. CashPlus boosts card transparency with Google Maps. UK fintech CashPlus is looking to Google Maps to enhance the value of its corporate card offering. The company's small business credit card products are now integrated with Google Maps, enabling managers to geolocate where employees made their transactions to mitigate the risk of fraud and to elevate spend control. As CashPlus noted, the solution adds to its existing range of value-added services for its SMB cards, which include an open banking API to integrate spend data into back-office platforms. Ramp nixes the personal guarantee. In a recent conversation with PYMNTS, commercial card startup Ramp discussed some of the biggest challenges small businesses face when seeking a commercial card, with the need for the personal guarantee as one of the biggest barriers they face. A personal guarantee is a scary thing, and can really creep up on people, said Ramp CEO and co-founder Eric Gleiman in a conversation with Karen Webster. Nixing the personal guarantee is just one way Ramp is looking to compete in the increasingly innovative commercial card market. How data guides a new era for the ERP. The Enterprise Resource Planning (ERP) system has been a staple of corporate finance operations for years, acting as a central repository of data and a hub to initiate a range of processes, from accounting to procurement. But the ERP of today doesn't look like it used to. Enterprise cloud migrations have opened up the ability for smaller businesses to adopt ERP technology once reserved for the largest corporates. At the same time, a surge in third-party financial platforms has disrupted the flow of data into the ERP, dispersing information throughout the back office. As a result, new technologies are needed to unlock data silos and support the ERP's newfound role as a collaborative portal for corporates, said Wes Gillette, Vice President of Product Management at Insight Software. ERP still sits at the heart of modern finance, but we've also seen that the monolithic ERP doesn't work, he told PYMNTS. There is a need for solutions that more effectively address specialized requirements. The ERP's role in a fintech world. The boom in B2B fintech has introduced a flurry of new solutions and platforms from which corporates and small businesses can choose. It's a result, explained Gillette, of the legacy ERP no longer being suited to address the full range of businesses' diverse financial and process management needs. He pointed to financial reporting as one example of this shift. Native ERP reporting typically ISNT optimized to handle the structure of financial data, or many of the complex requirements like granular data, drill downs, automated reconciliation and comparative reporting, he said. Overall, it's just not designed to enable the kind of higher-level financial intelligence that CFOs and their peers require today. Similar challenges have emerged in the traditional ERP's ability to meet modern financial planning, cash flow forecasting, and risk analytics needs, he added. As a result, businesses are turning to best-of-breed platforms designed specifically for these singular capabilities, although this tactic has undoubtedly led to its own set of challenges. One of the largest is in corporates struggle to manage the growing number of back-office solutions in place, while managing the pain point of aggregating data across these platforms and consolidating it. According to Gillette, while the ERP remains a central hub, reliance on individual platforms can lead to gaps in financial data, a lack of context, and a general disconnect of one piece of information to the next, introducing a new opportunity for the ERP. Modernizing the ERP. With corporates needing value-added services to address modern financial management requirements, Gillette noted that there are opportunities for the ERP to integrate with the growing number of third-party platforms in place. For example, he pointed to multinational corporates' need for tax provisioning and transfer pricing solutions to promote efficiency and compliance across borders. Efforts to modernize procurement and accounts payable are also opportunities for data integration with the ERP. These applications tend to back right into the general ledger, the central financial data repository at the heart or ERP core financials, he said. Data connectivity was one of the reasons Insight Software recently acquired financial planning and tax software company Longview, a takeover the company said would enable its ability to connect and make sense of tax, close and consolidation data for corporate users. With growing data volumes, there's also opportunity for more sophisticated data analytics to step in and augment the traditional role of the ERP by enhancing data capture and quality capabilities. Robotics process automation shows particular promise, said Gillette, especially in areas like invoice processing, payments approval initiation, compliance and more. The technology can automate tedious tasks, freeing up professionals to work on more strategic initiatives like vendor management, he said. Disruption ahead. The ERP has already experienced significant technological disruption, both directly and as a result of businesses embracing third-party fintech solutions. Corporates' own digitization journeys has also challenged and changed the role of the ERP, particularly when it comes to the identity of the end user. Small businesses today now have more opportunity than ever to benefit from an ERP once reserved for large corporates. Interestingly, said Gillette, large corporates' sophisticated and unique financial management needs has made the cloud migration of the ERP a sluggish and challenging process. Moving to a SaaS ERP is trickier in situations where corporates have complex custom ERP needs, he said, noting that many larger organizations are holding back from ERP modernization. Conversely, however, smaller businesses with more straightforward financial management needs can see a clearer ROI to adopt cloud ERP technology. That's where we've seen the most movement towards SaaS so far, added Gillette. As the cloud migration continues, more data will be at businesses' disposal, with even greater opportunity for robotic process automation, RPA, and other technologies to augment the role of the ERP and elevate its use as a central data depository. Considering how slow the ERP's cloud migration has been, however, further disruption will be gradual, especially when it comes to disruption from artificial intelligence, AI, and machine learning. These technologies show promise in a number of areas for finance teams, said Gillette, pointing to automated invoice processing and payment automation as one example. But true AI capabilities that analyze data and help to drive decision-making in the same way humans do are probably still up to a decade away. Even so, there remains significant opportunity for the ERP to take a new shape within the enterprise, large or small. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.